Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig O'Pager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 26:13. The slothful man saith, "There is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets." Did you meet any lions on your way to church this week? Some folks perhaps stayed home, for according to the slothful, the streets are full of lions. Lions are a handy excuse for not venturing out. The sluggard thanks the Lord for lions because it gives him a convenient reason for staying in comfort. Who wants to risk life and limb by venturing out in the midst of lions? Who wants to engage in risky business? Isn't this life of mine too valuable to risk being around lions? How decent of the Lord to provide them so I can stay in bed a little longer, which means to the slothful how wonderful that there are lions in the street to keep me from having to do anything for the Lord. Typical conversation. Pastor, "Jim, we need a Sunday school teacher for the junior boys' class. I believe you could do a lot for the youngsters in that class. Jim, how about taking that on as a ministry?" Jim, "Well, Pastor, I appreciate your asking, but I don't think I can handle kids that age," which may be interpreted, "There are lions in that class, and they will just chew me up." Jim may be slothful about the things of the Lord. Jim may be energetic and efficient about things for himself, but for things of the Lord, he sees lions instead of the weapons that God gives him to fight the lions. Jim sees the lions through eyes of flesh rather than seeing the lions through eyes of faith. Jim's outlook makes a difference as to what the lions look like. The lion's teeth are sharp or dull, depending upon his attitude. God does not deny that the lions are in the way. God does not deny that there are lions in the junior boys' Sunday school class. God never promises that his children will have lion-free lives. I've never read that in the Bible, have you? His word does not say that his children will never hear the roar of the lions. Ask Daniel, who had reservations in a lion's den for an overnight stay. God simply expects his children to use the sword of the Lord to engage the lions in a victorious struggle. He expects us to go on the offensive and whip the lions, using the weapons of the Word of God. But the slothful invents every excuse for not serving the Lord. "I'm not prepared. I can't express myself. I'm shy. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too busy. I'm not educated. I'm too educated. I'm too ladylike. I'm a macho man. I must go home and bury the dead. Lions make me sneeze. I like southern cooking, and I don't want to have to eat raw fish, ants, and beetles in some foreign country. I don't like foreigners. People will ridicule me and make fun of me." All lions. Focusing on the lions instead of the weapons to kill the lions, focusing on self instead of focusing on God and God's word, is the mark of the slothful. He is ingenious in thinking up reasons for not serving God. Even the conscience of the slothful agrees with him. He has been diligent in teaching his conscience to believe the danger of serving God, but he hasn't taught it much about the weapons God gives to those who serve. David's brothers were well versed in the dangers of serving God when they, Saul and the armies of Israel, faced the lion of Goliath. It was their attitude about Goliath and themselves that caused their failure. It was their attitude that told them that there was a lion in the streets. They only saw Goliath and the armies of Israel. They looked at the problem from the wrong attitude. It took God's man to see things in the proper perspective. It took God's man to see the lion in the street. But it also took God's man to say, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" David did not see the weapons at his disposal to be limited only to the armies of Israel, but he saw the armies of the living God as the lion killer. David had a different attitude about lion killing. He saw his weapons clearly. As evidenced by Eliab's anger being kindled against David, his brothers only saw the lion of Goliath and their own puny strength. Yes, the slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. Certainly there are lions in the streets. But the lesson of Scripture is that God provides for lions to be slain by those who are willing to trust in the armies of the living God. Is not the promise of Psalm 91:13 still in effect? Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. God does not take away the lion or the adder. He expects his people in God's strength to simply trample them under their feet.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.